Play Radio. From the Hatters to the Cobblers, we've got it covered.
Real Madrid have really, really hit form. They're maintaining it in the league. They're chasing down or trying to chase down Barcelona. And they've been pretty good elsewhere as well. Is this going to be a little bit too much for Juventus?
I don't know, because I mean they've got a really, really strong home record, haven't they?
Fantastic home record,
two defeats in 32 Champions League home matches. Obviously they're on this, you know, they've been on a great run in Serie A. They won the title at the weekend, beating Sampdoria 1-0 away from home, so they haven't got that to worry about anymore. They can just concentrate on this. Scored in every home game of this Champions League except the 0-0 draw with Atletico Madrid. I think for Juve, it's about what happens at the other end of the pitch. I think, you know, I don't think Real Madrid will mind too much if they were to lose 2-1. I think they'd be pretty happy with that, with the away goal. So it's just what Juve can do. Can Juve score enough goals and keep Real Madrid out to keep this tie alive in the second leg? Because as you say, I mean, Real Madrid just at the right time, and Ronaldo just at the right time. Went to Sevilla and banged in a hat-trick, Cristiano Ronaldo, just to get himself back into fine fettle. Benzema is a doubt for this game, although Bale came in and played half an hour against Sevilla, so that's one plus for them. It's a tricky game, this. I think, you know, Real Madrid, I thought they would have had to go away and get an away goal in the last round when they went to Atletico Madrid, and they didn't manage that, did they? It was a 0-0 draw, and I managed to do it in the home leg just by a single goal to nil. I was quite surprised. I thought there'd be more goals in the tie than that. I think there'll be more goals in this one. This first leg could be tight, though. I'd be looking at Tevez to maybe get on the score sheet. He's been in fabulous nick for Juventus, and he loves scoring at home as well. He scored a couple in the last home game against Fiorentina when they won 3-2. I quite liked him for an each way bet in the top goal scorer market in the Champions League, but he really needed to have scored in the previous round, and he didn't. I think Juventus might nick this, but I think Real Madrid will get an away goal.
Interesting.
I think Ronaldo's too good to, and he's just hitting form at the right time. I think he can score. I mean, you've just brought that up on the screen. 13-10 for Ronaldo to score on any patch of grass in the world is too big.
Yeah.
You've got to have a bet on him at anything over even money, I think.
Yeah, it's a good price. I suppose it's factored in that Juventus are so solid,
yeah,
and they nick so many games just by keeping solid at the back.
But he can score from nothing, can't he?
Yeah,
that's the thing. You know, that's absolutely fair. But you know, he can score from from a free kick. Obviously, he's on penalties. He can score a wonder goal. So I'd still play that at 13-10. Yeah, it's just that Juve's home form is fantastic, and obviously the atmosphere will be brilliant as well. The new Juventus stadium lost one of 17 European home fixtures at the redeveloped stadium, drawing six of them. I mean, the draw's not out of the question, obviously. It was 2-2 draw between these two in 2013 when they last played each other. So you know, I'm not sure I'd go for the have a bet on the outrights, because I'm not confident enough to think that Juve will win. But I do like the Ronaldo to score any time bet.
Yeah, it looks too big.
Yeah.
I do wonder whether Juventus will think our strength is defending, not scoring goals.
Yeah.
And they've seen what Atletico did in the last round, and they might try something similar, just try and stifle Real and maybe try and nick a goal and maybe do it that way.
Well, and then hope that when they get to into the second leg, they can do the same thing again, basically.
Well, yeah, keep it tight. 0-0 for Juve here, and then if they can manage to pinch a goal in the Bernabeu, then they've got the away goal, and then Real have to score twice,
yeah,
even.
Yeah, I mean, I always think that a 0-0 isn't the worst result for the home team, because obviously you've limited the away goals, and you've always got a chance of nicking one yourself. The interesting thing here is that, I mean, and that might be a possibility, because you know Real Madrid have only conceded one goal away from home in the Champions League this season, and that was way back when Marcelino scored for Ludogorets after 6 minutes of that. I think it was the first away game of the group for Real Madrid. So they conceded to them after 6 minutes and haven't conceded a goal since away from home. So, you know, they might not be too dissatisfied with that either, because yeah. Real Madrid, if you said to Real Madrid, right, it's 0-0 going into the home leg, they would back themselves to score, as they did against Atletico, and kept Atletico out. You know, are Juventus any more of a prolific strike force away from home than Atletico Madrid are? Probably kind of similar, you would expect. So you might be right. It might follow a very similar pattern. I think if there's an early goal in this one, if Real Madrid go out and do score early, Juve obviously will have to fight back then. So it's one of those in play. I think if Real Madrid were to get a first half goal, then I'd be looking at Juve to maybe open up and score a couple more. Maybe looking at over 3.5 goals in the match then. The other 2.5 is 13 to 10, same price as Cristiano Ronaldo to score.
I think I'd rather bet Ronaldo.
Yeah, I would as well. Yeah. I'll go for that. I'll just go for Cristiano Ronaldo to score at any time in the match, 13 to 10.
I'm half tempted by under 1.5 at 2 to 1, just thinking the odd goal might be all
that
happens.
It's a bit skinny, isn't it?
Yeah. The traders kind of onto it, aren't they? They know that Juve are pretty solid in it.
Yeah.
I can't see Real running away with it, and I can't see Juve scoring many goals. So.
No, I mean, and nerves come into it, don't they, as well? You know, this stage of the competition, you know, very rare that teams are going to go mad and go hell for leather. They have scored goals at home, though. They scored 2 against Borussia Dortmund, 1 against Monaco, 3 against Olympiacos, but that 0-0 against Atletico is the one that kind of... That's the one that I keep coming back to and thinking, I wonder if the same thing's going to happen here, especially with that fantastic defence away from home for Real Madrid. But I'll I'll trust. Yeah, I just think as a price play, I'd play Ronaldo 13 to 10.
Just look at those away results for Real, by the way.
Great, aren't they? Yeah, I mean, Liverpool have been poor. They beat Liverpool 3-0. Liverpool have been poor. Basel beat them 1-0. Schalke, they're all right, but you know, there's nothing amazing there. The 0-0 at Atletico Madrid's obviously the big one. Like I said, from that sixth minute against Ludogorets, they've not conceded a single goal away from home. And even if you look back to last year, you know, they put 4 past Bayern Munich and didn't concede in Munich. You know, so you know, not bad, is it? I wouldn't be surprised at all if they managed to if it was low on the goals. It's just under 1.5. It's a bit skinny.
Yeah,
2 to 1.
Best bet in there,
Ronaldo 13 to 10.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.